Page 31, your Oregon voter registration card. You may use this card to register to vote in Oregon. The deadline to register to vote is the 21st day before an election. Change your name, mailing address, residence address, or political party affiliation on your voter registration. Or become eligible to sign petitions, including initiative, referendum, and recall petitions. How to register to vote. Fill out the form using black pen and print clearly. If the form is incomplete, it may be rejected. Sign the form. Mail or drop off the completed form at your county elections office. Do not fax. If you fax this form, it will be rejected. Addresses are online at https://www.sos.state.or.us/elections/other.info/clerk.htm. Your county elections office will mail you a voter notification card to confirm your registration. Selecting a political party. Some political parties require you to be registered in their party to vote for their candidates at a primary election. Identification. New laws require that people must provide identifying information to register to vote. If you have a current, valid Oregon DMV driver's license or ID, you must provide that number in Section 4. If you do not have a current, valid Oregon DMV driver's license or ID, you must provide the last four digits of your Social Security number in Section 4A. If you do not have a current, valid Oregon DMV driver's license or ID, or a Social Security number, you must affirm this by marking the boxes in Sections 4 and 4A, and if you are registering by mail, you must provide a copy of one of the following: valid photo identification, a paycheck stub, a utility bill, a bank statement, a government document, proof of eligibility under the Uniformed and Overseas Citizens Absentee Voting Act, UOCAVA, or the Voting Accessibility for the Elderly and Handicapped Act, VAEH. Assistance. If, because of a disability, you need assistance registering to vote or voting, please contact your county elections official. For more information, call 1-866-OREVOTES, which is 673-8683. Visit www.oregonvotes.org. TTY number 1-866-350-0596 for the hearing impaired. And here's the form to fill out. Number 1, qualifications. If you mark no in response to either of these questions, do not complete this form. Are you a citizen of the United States of America, yes or no? Will you be 18 years of age on or before Election Day, yes or no? And number 2, it's personal information, and where there's an asterisk, it denotes optional information. I'll tell you where those are. You fill in your name, your last, first, and middle name, Oregon residence address, including apartment or space number, city and zip code, date of birth, month, day, and year. These next three are optional: county of residence, phone number, and email address. Mailing address required if different than residence address, including city and zip code. Number 3, political party. Choose one of the following: Constitution Party, Libertarian Party, Working Families Party, Democratic Party, Pacific Green Party, not a member of a party, Independent Party, Republican Party, or other. 4, Oregon DMV driver's license or ID number. If you fill in this section, do not send a copy of ID. And then there are spaces to put in your number. Mark here only if you do not have a valid Oregon DMV driver's license or ID, and go to step 4A. 4A, last four digits of Social Security number. If you fill in this section, do not send a copy of ID. There are spaces for the last four digits of your Social Security number. Mark here only if you do not have a valid Oregon DMV driver's license or ID or a Social Security number. If you are registering by mail, please include a copy of acceptable identification listed to the left. Number 5, signature. I swear or affirm that I am qualified to be an elector and I have told the truth on this registration. Sign here and date today. If you sign this card and know it to be false, you can be fined up to $125,000 and or jailed for up to 5 years. Number 6, registration updates. If you are previously registered and updating your information, fill out this section. And it has a space for previous registration name, previous county and state, home address on previous registration, and date of birth, month, day, and year.